You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor of Island Community Church, welcoming you here today. Thank you for tuning in here today to WGOD. God has got a word for you today. All you need to do is go to where he speaks, tune into his frequency. God is always broadcasting. He's always transmitting. All we need to do is tune in our dials. That's what we're going to do here today. We're going to sit under the authority of the Word of God, listen to His Word. His Word today is a wonderful word to the pastor of the church at Philadelphia. There's no correction to this church, only encouragement. I like to say that this church, the church that's doing it right, has got a blank check from the Son of God, that whatsoever you do shall prosper, like it's written in Psalm 1, having the Midas touch. That's what we're looking at. This is part two of this message. Tuesday and Wednesday, you'll hear the sermon from Sunday, my Mother's Day message, how to be a godly mother in an ungodly world. Here today, though, let's get back to this church at Philadelphia.
Perhaps some other opportunity to influence someone great or small with the truth. How about starting a crisis pregnancy center? Larry Spangler was big on that, and others. Jesus is saying, I have given you people of Island Community Church, I don't have it anymore. Mine wasn't blank anyway, a blank check signed by him. And he says, do with it as you will. I think if we stop and take 10 minutes and remember that, we're going to have another meeting here after church today. If you knew he was going to do that, what would you do different? If you knew he was going to bless everything that you do, what would you do different? When Jesus opens these doors, no man can shut them. Now, on the flip side, when Jesus closes a door, he closes a door that no man can open. Perhaps a door has been closed for you. Some kind of work. Maybe a job offer that you should not accept. Some kind of relationship. Be it business or personal. Let me encourage you not to try to proceed headfirst through an iron door, because you might end up with a headache, but rather wait on the Lord. Has anyone here other than me tried to go through a door that the Lord has shut before? It's not fun. I quit my job before at the radio station because there was sin in the workplace. How could there not? I worked there. There's sin in the workplace. I said, certainly God doesn't want me somewhere where there's sin. So I quit my job and we up and moved. God kept trying to close that door and I just wiggled through somehow or another. Oh, you might get through, but he's not going to bless what you're doing. And then you're flapping in the wind. I failed at everything that I did. Everything. Honest people lied to me. Good people lied, cheat, and steal. anything can happen when you're going against God or when you wiggle through a door that he has shut. All it's failure and heartache is what's guaranteed. Verse 8, he says, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Because you have a little strength and have kept my word, and you have not denied my name, that is, self-proclaimed Christ follower. But imagine that, a blank check signed by Christ himself. This door is open. Use your gifts to serve him while the door is open. How many talents do you have? 5, 2, 1? No matter your age, let me encourage you to continue your faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got a blank check. You've got an open door. Now he's writing to the pastor of this church. He's telling his pastor, whatever you guys do in my name is going to be victorious. Man, I better wake up and start organizing some meetings around here. I mean, if he told you, I guarantee you, what you roll next on the roulette wheel, that ball's going to stop right in that. What would you do? You put 5 cents in there, win $1.50. Or would you put all that you have in there? And don't say just because you hired me full time, you can't afford it. That won't cut it. You could always use that excuse. Is God in a blessing business or not? I'm telling you, God has given this church an open door for ministry. Look at what you do and ask yourself, has God blessed it or not? So these are his promises. Number one, I will open the door. Number two, I will take care of your enemies for you. For them, it was first century Jews. They destroyed everything. They tried to destroy everything that Paul did. They followed him everywhere that he went. They tried to destroy all of his work. So your enemy is going to be different than theirs. Theirs were Jewish people. Yours? I don't know. Who are your enemies today? Those that are a member, huh? Those that are part of the faithful church, God promises to get rid of your enemies. Where is that verse? That's verse 9. Behold, meaning check this out, people. When you see behold, I will give those of the synagogue of Satan, those who say that they are Jews and are not, they're lying. Imagine that. How could he say that? I mean, that's like him saying to me, you know, those who say that they are Italian and they're not. But wait a minute, I am. My name's Esposito. I am Italian. And he goes, no, you're not. You're not Italian. That's what he's, it's a nationality. How can he say that? You see, it's not a nationality. Being a true Jew is not a nationality. It's being a spiritual son of Abraham. A Jew is someone that has faith in God. Genesis 2:15-6, Abraham believed God, and his faith was accounted to him for righteousness. Listen to what Jesus said. Those who say that they are Jews and are not, but they're lying. Behold, I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and they will know that I have loved you. All right, so that, he's promising total submission. In Jesus' name, for your enemies. Your present-day enemies. So that's another promise that Jesus will do. Likewise, to whomever form or whatever form your enemy takes today. And the Lord is telling all who are in a faithful church, the Lord is telling all of you that are in the faithful church, I've got your back. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. Have you ever seen this video before with John Hagee? You know who John Hagee is, the preacher? He's got a video of some fruitcake coming into his church with a rifle, trying to kill him, standing as far as they are from me, and pointing a rifle at him point blank and emptying the magazine. And the FBI and the cops of San Antonio came in, and they had one of these little particle boards here, and someone stood in front of him and deflected all of those bullets. They all went to the left or to the right from point blank range. That's what he means by that. That no one can take out the child of God until their work here on earth is done. No weapon, I don't care what Satan brings your way, no weapon formed against you will prosper when you are doing God's will out here in the streets today. That's good news. Not to worry, this is his promise. Verse 10, and another promise, promise number 3. He says, because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I too will keep you from the hour of trial or testing, which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those that dwell on the earth. So he says, because you have done this, that is, because you have been obedient to this book, you've done what God has said, you've trusted him in the face of adversity, you've kept my word of perseverance, that is, Jesus has told you, no weapon formed against you will prosper, and you're trusting God no matter what you're going through. If you do that, then he will keep you from the hour of trial or testing. You know, it's funny, too, that word from, where it says keep you from. The Greek word is the word ek, E-K. And really what it means is out of. It's a whole distinct word for through. That's the Greek word dia. D-I-A, like it is today in English, dia. The word ek means out of. Let's read that again. I will keep you out of the hour of testing that's going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. Everyone else is going to get taken for a test drive. Where's your red line? God's going to find out where your red line is. The promise is to the faithful church and all the members. You will be kept not from, you will be kept out of. Big difference. To be kept from means you're going to go through it and God's going to watch you through it. To be kept out of speaks for itself. It means you won't be there for it. You won't be there for it. The promise to the faithful church and all of its members is you, for this third promise, you'll be kept out of the hour. The $64,000 question is, how long is an hour? Does an hour mean an hour? We've already learned that 2 minutes is 2 minutes, but 2 minutes is never 2 minutes. How long is an hour? Is an hour an hour, or is an hour? Again, Esposito's Book of Vernacular, page 2. When things get really tough here in the Great Tribulation, you won't be here for it. I think that's at the end of the tribulation. But this I know for a fact. To all those that are a member of the faithful church, Jesus Christ, and quote, will keep you out of the hour of testing that's come upon the world. Now, how long that time period is, only he knows. I don't know that. But for those that are in the faithful church, again, God's got your back. God has got your back. No weapon formed against you will prosper when you are operating out here in the will of God. Okay. There are other examples you could... I mean, if I were you, you might want to do a little Bible study and find out what 1 hour means in the Bible. You can go to Revelation 17, where the Bible says Babylon was destroyed in an hour. No, it was destroyed in 1 hour. In 1 hour, your wealth was laid waste. In 1 hour, she was laid waste. So how long is an hour? I don't know. But this I know is that Jesus promises to take me out of this world before that last hour. That's good news too, right? Verse 10. Because you have kept my command to hang in there, I'm going to keep you from this hour of trial, which is going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one can take your crown. See, the Christian life and faith is a fight. I'm sorry for anyone who thinks otherwise or if you were never taught that. Listen to me, church. You have real enemies that are trying to see that you do not cross the finish line in faith. You've got them. Enemies. Some you can see, some you can't. Their mission is to take you out. Their mission is to see you do not cross this finish line in faith. They've studied you your whole life. They know what your weaknesses are. They know how to tempt you, when to tempt you. They left Jesus for a more opportune time. Same with you. They know when you're operating. All I just want you to understand and believe here is that there are forces out here that do not want you to finish in faith. Because this promises to all of you. Because you have kept my command or word to persevere. That is because you have done what he said and have not given up. Because you have continued to walk with me and have not given up, even in the face of adversity. I'm going to swoop you out of this world before it really gets hot in the kitchen. Now that promise is for all of you who have kept his word and has not given up and has hung in there during difficult times. He says it to all seven churches, right? That same promise is to all seven in the book of Revelation. To he who endures to the end, to him who hangs in there, to him who crosses the finish line. It's a conditional promise of you making it to the end. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one may take your crown. Guard it. Guard your faith with a spiritual 44 Magnum. I can hear that voice now, which will blow your head clean off. Can't you hear it? You got to ask yourself a question, demon.
Oh, this requires heavy duty.
Thank you. That's where I got. Do you feel lunky? Well, do you, punk? See, demon, you're going down. Not because of my power, but because I am not going to give up on him. Amen. He's promised no matter what he brings your way, can't hurt you. Because he has got you in his tractor beam. All you got to do is just keep walking with him. Do what he says. Don't give up your faith. When people say, give up your faith, or else, you say, no. He's not asking you to do something that you cannot do. He's asking you to remain faithful. He's asking you, don't give up. Don't give up on Jesus Christ. Remain faithful. He will not lay on you any burden that you cannot do. He's not asking you to solve pi to the last digit. He's asking you to remain faithful and don't give up. Don't let anyone steal your crown. Verse 12, he who overcomes, again, it's conditional. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and by no means, that's a double negative. There is no exclamation point in Greek. They would put two negative words together to make it vein-popping, excitable. To him who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out any longer. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven from my God, and my new name. What's unique about pillars? Somebody? They don't move, right? That's another promise. As a reward of you overcoming, he promises that he will write on you, number one, the name of God, number two, the name of the New Jerusalem, and number three, his own name. And what might that be? Overcome. And you'll find that out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Lord God Almighty, we praise you. Thank you for your word. Cuts like a knife. Help us sometimes when we're low on strength. Always remind us that you're there with us. Like you did others that were low on strength. With Paul, you showed yourself to him. With the three Hebrews in the fire, you went with them through the fire. Because they were scared. And you went with them and you strengthened them. Lord, we need your strength too. Help us when our lives are on the line to continue in the word of your perseverance. We thank you for the great work you're doing here at this church. Thank you for the blank check you've given us for ministry. I pray that you would help Island Community Church find what your will is for us so that we can continue to do it. Show us what our ministry opportunity, show us where we're lacking. Like you told all these other, one thing you lack. Show us what we lack too, as we seek your face through fasting and prayer. Show us what one thing we lack so that we can put that into practice here. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, church, you can find yourself in any one of these seven church ages. This is the mystery of this book of Revelation. He writes letters to seven churches. They represent different ages and types of churches. You could find yourself in any one of these seven. If you are a part of Island Community Church, you are part of the faithful church today. That's a big boast, and I stand behind it. I stand behind it. Jesus has given us a blank check and an open door. And now that you have decided to have me here full time, my ambition is to help others with the things that we do that could use a helping hand. Like our visitation and outreach ministries. I need to help Stephen with what he's doing. Because he can't do it on his own. But he hasn't had me here to help him with these things. And he's had a surgery. You see, one of the things when you guys voted last week that you were going to have me here full time, I want to help do some of the things that need strength. And that's one of the ministries. He needs help. He can't do it alone. He needs help. And I want to come and work alongside of him as he leads that ministry. Les leads the food pantry ministry. Let's search and find what else. Look, we have got a blank check from the Son of God. Let's find out what he wants us to do and go do it. Amen.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Great your faithfulness, oh God, my Father, oh God, my friend. Your love, it never fades, and so I'll love you until the end. When shadows fall, you never change from age to age.